Hello everyone and welcome to a bonus episode of Behind the White Line. I think we met up and we just wanted to have a chat about how the podcast is going, what direction maybe we'd like to go in, and just have a little general chat like that. So, Burnsy, how are you feeling about the podcast so far?
Yeah, it's great. I suppose our vision beforehand was to give advice to amateur people around the town and around Tipperary. I think we're doing that. Like, we've had some fantastic guests on. You know, they've had some great stories, and it's really enjoyable so far.
Yeah, I think like this was a vision, I suppose, a couple of, well, last year maybe, and now it's reality. And I suppose sometimes when a vision becomes reality, it actually becomes a bit scary. So I think things are getting a bit, no, I wouldn't say scary, but like, you know, it's actually a thing. We're five episodes in, and we're kind of, I don't think we're second guessing ourselves, but we're starting to get a little bit more.
I think as well, like, people are actually coming up to us, yeah, on the street and saying, so they're enjoying it, or they heard, yeah, this episode.
I think that's been the best part so far. Yeah. I know the stories, yeah, and the guests have been brilliant, but, yeah, to actually hear people, you'd, yeah, be inside the sauna, you could be walking up to town, yeah, and inside the shop, and they're telling you that they're listening, and they're kind of excited to know who the next guest is every time.
No, I mean, I love it. I love meeting the guests, you know, and I love sitting down thinking about what way we're going to about go about it, and who we're going to have next on, and I suppose what questions we're going to have. But there is a small bit of a pressure with it as well now, a tiny bit, just like, you know, because look, we've had a few and they've been successful enough. People have given us great feedback, you know, we've had some feedback as well on how to improve as well, which is always good as well. But we're kind of, it's time to take stock now, I guess, and see, like you said, Danny, where we need to go with it. But
I think the pressure comes from, like, we want to create good content, and I think that's where the pressure comes from, that we're enjoying what we're doing, people are enjoying it, but we don't,
you want to provide value,
like, yeah, you're not going to go as far as to say you don't want to leave people down, but at the same time you want it to be good, like.
I think as well, you know, like, when we do have guests on, I don't think we want it to be an interview, really. We kind of want to share stories, and have a chat. That's why I suppose when people get in touch with questions and meet us on the street, it's important that they do, so we can provide content.
I think there's two reasons why you listen to a podcast. One is you enjoy the chat, which is fine, you know, but also you want content. So there's two things you're trying to do, aren't you? You're trying to make it so it's a nice chat, a nice conversation, but also have nuggets of information in it that people come away from and they don't feel like, well, I've just wasted 50 minutes of my life there because I haven't learned anything. So I think, like Eve said during the week, I'm up in Bray, but you've had a couple of people coming up to you from time to time going, geez, that really made me think about this, or that really made me think about that. And like, hearing those stories back is, you know, really fantastic.
Yeah,
and that's just what I like, you know.
Just to give a bit of context, we're actually out in the Tip Golf Course having a bit of dinner, having a cup of tea. We just said we'd just throw this on while we're having a chat. So, Burnsy, just on episode one, how do you feel since episode one? I mean, what were the feelings before we pressed record that night?
I suppose I listened to the podcast, we say, the Monday or whatever after, and I haven't really gone back over the podcast, but I definitely think that myself, I'm more confident in talking in the podcast.
Yeah.
The three of us probably say the same. And what we try to do is we try to make whoever's on as comfortable as possible. So,
yeah, what about you, Fergal? How did you feel since the first one?
Yeah, no, like, feels really good, and I think we'll probably go back at some stage and do one just the three of us as well, because we don't want to make this totally about getting guests on either. Like, you know, we've things to say ourselves, and we want to maybe provide some content that's just the three of us as well.
But you were saying there a while ago about maybe a certain path that we'd like to go down, or about mental health.
Yeah, look, I think I've suffered with anxiety in the past, a lot of it, you know, panic attacks. I only had one there a couple of weeks ago, actually, and still kind of trying to recover a little bit from it. But look, I won't go into too much detail now, but like, we're kind of looking at, yeah, maybe having an episode about mental health, and because I think sport is linked massively to mental health, and it can actually add to poor mental health, and it can help mental health as well at the same time. So it can actually kind of have a positive and negative effect. I think Keith Earls came out during the week, and he was speaking greatly about it on I think it was the Late Late Show, that's it, and it's in his book or something he's doing as well. But
to be fair, I think mental health is linked in with sports, and I suppose it kind of goes one of those things probably not highlighted enough. I know people are starting to highlight it now, but I think in terms of the three of us, we don't really know anyone who, like, is a psychologist, for example, or a sports psychologist, for example. So I don't know, maybe people are out there and they're listening, and they'd like, maybe if you could suggest a name that we could contact, or maybe if you could get someone that would reach out to us that would like to join us.
Yeah, and the sports psychology side. Or even somebody who's studying in uni, like, you know, you don't have, you know, they could be doing a master's in or something like that, because I suppose the other thing is, we've had a lot of people saying to us as well, oh, you should get this guest and you should get that guest, but like, we are trying to keep it to the amateur level. We are trying to keep it to people who don't get advice, because I think with any business, when you lose like your aim and your goal and your objective, and you start getting that blurred, or that starts to become a bit blurred, you kind of lose your whole identity. So we are trying to stay true to that. Look, it's about giving people who don't have advice a bit of advice, and people have some good stuff to say, give them that platform, like, you know.
And I think, though, even if it did get to the stage where maybe you had someone that was very like successful outside of amateur, I think if we were to get them on, we'd only probably highlight their amateur career, like, you know. I wouldn't be going into too much of the professional side of it anyway. But like that, again, if you have any suggestions that you would like, get in touch with us and we'll try and get them on. But Burnsy, just going forward now, we have 5 episodes done, we have a 6th guest lined up. Do you want to talk to us about the 6th guest?
Yeah, so we can announce him, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, so our 6th guest is going to be James O'Leary. So he's...
Burnsy didn't know if that was an okay thing or not.
So he was strength and conditioning for... Or head strength and conditioning for Tip Ladies when they won the All-Ireland a number of years ago. So he's in now, he's working with Munster Rugby, so he'll be fantastic to get on.
Yeah, he will be a great guest. I mean, strength and conditioning is one of these things, it's kind of, like, I think the word culture was kind of thrown around a lot in the podcast for five episodes. And Burnsy and even Johnny Crimmins and Willie Staunton described it as a buzzword. But I think strength and conditioning kind of falls under that sometimes as well. I don't know, do we know really enough about it apart from maybe watching my Google or whatever? So James will be brilliant. He's got his degree inside UL as well, so he'd be a great guest to have on. But just going forward, Fergal, what do you feel like we should, what direction should
we go? Yeah, I suppose that's why we're doing this as well. Like, not that we're confused about where we're going, but we still kind of, we know this is in the early doors, or it's in the, you know, it's in the early stages of its existence, and
infancy.
You know, the infancy, you know, it's probably in the introductory stage, stroke the growth stage, if you want to put in a product life cycle kind of a type thing. But
that's lovely.
We're looking for feedback from people. Like, we don't have all the answers. We know there's people out there that, you know, would be able to turn around to us and go, here's where you should go with it, here's what you should do. And like, we're 100% open to that. I don't mean to sound corny or anybody, it is a podcast for the people, like, you know, it's a podcast for you to listen. They go, geez, I know him down the road and he coaches, and that's what it's all about, like. So, you know, it's for normal people. So please, like, if you want to feel part of the podcast, your way to feel part of this, say, is to ask a question, and then we get to answer it. So you're kind of on the podcast yourself then, and you're kind of part of it, you know?
Yeah, true.
I suppose one thing though, and we were kind of talking about it, is to stress to people that, like, we're not journalists, or we haven't done journalism, or we're not here to it's not a controversial podcast, if you will.
Yeah, so we haven't done this to create drama. No, we want to share stories of people who A, have been there and done it, and B, who definitely don't have a voice, or they have great stories to share and great memories that we'd like to highlight to people.
So, like, if people are listening to it to ask the mad questions or something, like, it's just not what we created this podcast for.
Now, we do name drop, and that was a policy that we had at the start. Like, we do name people, but I suppose our policy is that we only name names in a positive light. We would never name somebody in a negative light. So if we felt somebody said something good to us on the street, or if we felt that, you know, that person was a good player, you know, we do mention it. And I hope we're not mentioning players, you know, and then people who aren't getting mentioned feel like, geez, I should have been mentioned because I was on that team as well and I was a good player. Those are just the players that we remember and come to our mind. But yeah, I think that's our policy. I think that's going to be our policy going forward, because it is about... We want people to resonate with the people on the podcast. We want them to resonate with the people we talk about. And we have to use names for that to happen, so to give context. So, but we only use in the positive light, as I said.
Yeah, exactly. Our aim isn't to leave anybody out of when we name drop or anything like that. It's just to highlight the coaching, and we might have to use a certain name then to get our point across. But just on
I just want to go back really quickly to, like, the positive, and we've said a couple of times, the positivity before we go on to the future. Like, I can't believe how positive people have been about it. The well wishes to, you know, keep it up, boys, because when you do something like this and you put yourself out there, like, you do feel like people are going to think, oh, 3 apes now talking, you know, or whatever. Like, you know, those things do go through your head.
Did you think that?
Well, I suppose I thought, like, people might say, oh, right, why am I going to listen to this? But I suppose, if the conversation's good enough and the content's good enough, people listen and look, we do have, you know, I suppose a background in sport, and and in coaching, and the three of us, you know, have done our PTs and our strength and conditioning, so we have an idea of what we're talking about. Like, we're not experts in everything, but no, by any means, like, but. Like,
I think the good thing is
we're supposed to be just a normal Joe Soap talking about sport. That's the idea, like, you know?
The good thing is as well, we're kind of not really claiming to be experts either. No, you know, I suppose, no. Because it's at a local level at the moment, you know, we just want to get as many advice on as possible. And look, we've five done. We're leading our way up to Christmas, where we should have episode 9, episode 10 done.
I suppose what we're going to do is go up to Christmas and then have maybe a break over the winter or over January or something, or over the Christmas
but
break.
But just before the break, I think maybe we should have some sort of a Christmas special.
Yeah, we want to do a Christmas special. Now, we don't really know where we're going to go with this, so we're definitely open to suggestions. And
but Danny White has an idea, though.
I have an idea.
Daniel has an idea. Go on, Danny.
Yeah, so my vision for this, now, the boys think I'm mad. I want to sell out XL Cinema 1 and do some sort of a live podcast.
The big cinema.
Yeah, with the balcony.
Yeah.
And maybe have some live music, have some of the guests on to talk. But I suppose the direction that I want to go with it, or I'd like us to go with, isn't clear yet, you know. Yeah. But I suppose having talked about mental health in the start of this podcast, maybe that might be an avenue to go down where people can turn up. I don't know. I don't really know. But XL Cinema 1 is where I'd like to go with it. A big night at Christmas where everyone can meet up, have a chat, have a laugh. And maybe if you want to get a charity or something involved as well, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Do you have suggestions, lads, before we hand it out to the audience, maybe to make a decision?
No, yeah, I definitely think something like that in Cinema 1 would be unreal. You could have couple of up and coming or bands that are just started, that are, you know, that kind of want to get their name out there as well. Like,
you kind of mentioned like with an awards night as well, like to maybe have votes on who we think is the best team that Tip Town, because look, we are just Tip Town still, or West Tipperary. Who's the best team in West Tipperary, or who's the best team in Tip Town, or whatever. Well, we say West Tipperary because we know we've a lot of listeners, like, you know, on out country.
What the Abbey have every year, the Abbey School, not that is, don't they have a sports there every year?
They do.
So maybe something along those lines, maybe people that are playing currently, or maybe people that go over 35s, over 50s, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You could have categories or something like that.
Yeah. I don't know. Definitely if people wanted to kind of come on board with it or something, it'd be class.
Yeah.
XL Cinema 1.
Yeah, just a community event around sport, I suppose charity then, maybe mental health or something like that. And just have local people putting it together. I mean, that'd be kind of where we'd like
to go. I suppose the main thing is we're not looking to run this now to make something ourselves. This is all done at an amateur level. Obviously, amateur sports is done for free as well. So it's just something that we want to volunteer our time to and see, can we have a bit of crack with it as well.
Yeah.
So anything else to add, lads?
No. Looking forward to meeting James on Saturday. Looking forward to the podcast next week. And hopefully it'll be beneficial to people.
Yeah, I think one regret I have over the whole, all of them really, was we went out to Kilfeagle to Willie Staunton. We had a great time out there. Lovely clubhouse, everything. But we never got the selfie. There was a match on straight after. Yeah. We were in a rush out at our Fergal, had a place to be. So, look at, you might be sparing much time the next time, Fergal.
Yes.
I'm only joking, but it's going great.
We know the guests as well, and we're really appreciative of the guests that have been brave enough, you know, to come on, because... And these are coaches, you know, of big enough teams, you know, Kilfeagle, St. Michael's, and, you know, players who are still kind of involved, like Timmy involved in the Rovers. And it's not an easy thing to come out and kind of, I suppose, lay yourself bare on a podcast and open yourself up to, you know, I suppose our numbers have been in the couple of hundred, so it's been going well, like, you know. So,
oh, yeah.
So
I mean,
there's a couple of hundred people more even listening to the podcast every week. So, you know,
I mean, you're looking at
it's not easy, though.
Yeah, you're looking at 18 countries. Now, look, we're not delusional either. We probably know that there's probably someone maybe on holidays in Spain that's listening. So one person listening in Spain, all the rest of it.
Yeah.
But to have 2,700 downloads over five episodes, that's remarkable.
I think we're on an average of about 400 per episode.
Do you want to tell the audience where we recorded the first two podcasts?
Well, we just recorded them in the car, didn't we? Like,
Dunn's car park on a Saturday
actually,
night.
To be honest, it's funny. A car can actually be quite a good... The acoustics in the car are actually quite good.
Yeah, it was good.
And I felt the acoustics that night were really, really good. Maybe Bacca's one probably not as good because we had to leave the car door open. We were very hot that night. It was a lot of us in the car, you know. So we had to leave it open.
Yeah, no, we had to broaden up our space. And then we went off to Willie Staunton, who brought us out to Kilfeagle. And then Timmy brought us to his house. And Johnny, obviously... We mentioned for the fourth time got his tea and croissants above the clubhouse.
Yeah.
But lads, we had a chat with Johnny Cremins beforehand, before the podcast. Now, I mean, if we press play then, we would have got some fair insight there as well, wouldn't we?
This is it. Like, some of the best content is before the podcast and after podcast. Obviously, fellas don't want to be quoted, and people will say stuff that they mightn't say, you know, on the podcast. At the end of the day, that's just the way it is. But
it's great meeting people,
and we'd never go off and whistleblow, you know, on what things people have said, like, because I mean, you know, Johnny was talking to us, and he was, you know, being open with us about things, and there is things that we wouldn't go off and we wouldn't say. Now, not that he'd.
I wasn't. Job over, just, like, can we just mention it? It wasn't relevant to the podcast.
It wasn't relevant. Like, no, we're not going to go off and like whistleblow on that.
I think that's probably important to say, just for future guests, that, you know, we're not going to come on and Colin Parkinson, with Eddie Brennan. Get you in trouble, like, do you know what I mean?
And Dick, the same goes with people maybe getting in contact. I kind of am pushing the fact that it's anonymous, and it is anonymous. Oh, yeah, you know, if people want to send in messages or whatever, like, we're not going around the place saying so and so sent in this. Whatever, and it was a super question or a good question or a bad question, send them in and let's get the content up and going, and let's get the questions to the guest. We don't care what kind of questions you are, as long as you're not trying to be controversial or trying to put anyone under the bus or anything like that.
So yeah, I suppose, look, we're really, really enjoying it, and thanks once again for everyone for listening in and showing us your support. And, you know, as I said, we're really grateful for the guests who's come on, and we just hope that you're enjoying it as much as we're enjoying it. And we know that, like, you know, not every episode will appeal to everybody.
Of course.
But it's been great to hear, like, some people feeding back, oh, I love that one, or I really like that one, or I really got something from that one. You know, so we're trying to get something for everyone. We will try and go down, we're not stupid, we know we haven't focused on women's sport yet. So that's something we'd like, we really.
And we have something in the pipeline for that as well. We're very excited, I guess, in the
pipeline. You know, we want to get a few women guests on the podcast, because I mean their voice needs to be heard as well, so we're keen to make that happen. And I suppose as well, we're going to try and delve into maybe sports that aren't team sports and field sports. Yes, I suppose we've kind of stuck to what we know to begin with, which is hurling, football, you know, soccer and rugby.
I'd love to delve into now we're out in the golf club or the golf club now at the moment, so I'd love to delve into maybe getting a couple of golfers on.
Golfers, yeah. Like, people out here are playing off good numbers. Like, there's some very good golfers out here at Tipperary Golf Course, playing off good numbers, you know.
Tennis is very big around Tipperary town as well, you know, and there's a lot of people doing good things in that,
like,
as well.
Swimmers, athletes, do you know, people who just play individual sports.
But like that though, if anybody wants to get in touch and maybe make suggestions, please do. And if you know someone that kind of, maybe they said a passing, geez, I wouldn't mind making an appearance on that, let's make it happen.
Or if you know somebody that deserves to be on the podcast, you think would have great stuff to say, it doesn't have to be yourself, you know, you could name in for somebody or whatever.
So we've three or four more, well, maybe four or five more guests lined up, but that doesn't stop the fact that you can make suggestions, and that we could probably possibly bend the rules, maybe have one a week. If the content is there, we'd have an episode a week.
Yeah.
But for now, we're still going to go for 2 a week. We're looking to have a little Christmas special that we'd like you to make suggestions towards. And so Burnsy, I just spoke about a little regret I had there with maybe not getting a selfie with Willie Staunton, but someone sent in a message during the week about maybe having you a bit closer to the mic. How do you feel about that?
Well, I suppose, look, I mean, obviously people don't see how the podcast is set up, but we don't want it to be an interview type, that you walk into a boardroom type situation. So, look, we're kind of around the table. I might be a little bit further away.
Why is that? You're relaxed.
I'm just a little bit more relaxed, maybe a little bit thrown down in the chair.
We begin to a bit too excited.
Like, yeah.
Especially Danny gets very excited before the podcast.
Yeah, you know? So I'd be a little bit more relaxed, and maybe that's why I'm kind of leaning back in the chair.
And like you said there, Burnsy, obviously no one can see it when we're recording it, only our guest. But do you want to just maybe describe Fergal when he has the little notebook?
Fergal has a massive, massive tendency to point at different sentences on his book, on his little Bible, we call it. And if I'm maybe a foot or two away from him, so he keeps pointing in the other direction, and I haven't a clue what he wants me to say.
Fergal, can you just talk us through that?
Well, look, I suppose, like, first of all, there's one thing. I need to stop saying suppose, and that's been said to me a few times. I think it's just a habit, saying, but I suppose, anyway, I need to stop saying suppose. No, I think what it is, so there's a better word, I think. I think what it is that we have our format written out, but sometimes the format changes because somebody might start speaking a bit more deeply about a topic down the way, early on. So I kind of have to adapt, and I kind of have to scribble out stuff, and I kind of have to go, right, Burnsy, you move on to that. Or if I feel like, if I am directing, I feel like, because there is I do direct it a little bit.
You're very good at it.
Yeah. Oh, cheers, thanks, man. Yeah. But no, but I think what it is that, like, it'll change, so then I kind of want to go, all right, Burnsy, you need to speak about that now. Yeah. But I do it, and I think that Burnsy knows what I'm talking about, but he hasn't a clue. Yeah. So, because it's in my brain, but it's not in Burnsy's brain, and it's... But
I'm after
I think we're learning, though. We're learning at the same
time. Yeah, we're learning at the same time. Like, it's, like, I wonder how these people actually do it. Who are professionals, like, I suppose they're at it so long, they know well, like, and maybe after a while you don't have to have a sheet in front of you, maybe you actually get better just, like, you know, doing it without something in front of you. Now, but the thing with, like, we do actually do, but we don't, a lot of people ask about editing and stuff.
Yeah, so I suppose it's just, there's me saying, I suppose that as well, it's important that we let the listeners in that this podcast, we press play once.
Yeah.
There is no editing. That's it. What you get, what you see is what you get. Fergal kind of made a mistake last week talking about St. Michael's, called FC instead of AFC. Yeah. I mean, we could easily have gone back and edited that, no problem.
But you have to realise, like,
natural about it.
Yeah, look, you know, you're going to make mistakes.
Somebody asked us, one of our guests asked us, will this be edited?
And I forgot then as well about where the St. Michael's FAI Junior Cup final was played. I forgot that it was in Galway. But that's just in the heat of the moment.
And look, there is a bit of homework, like, you know, I'll be honest with you, before St. Michael's, you know, the podcast we did with him, I hadn't, I suppose, been in tune with St. Michael's form and, you know, some of their latest stuff, like, or I mightn't have seen him in a while, so I had to kind of, I suppose, update myself. Now I have a vague idea, like, everyone in the town, like, but I had to update myself on who was still with the club, who had left, you know, team selection.
Yeah. I think so. I had the same situation.
So it's a bit of homework, like, you know.
Yeah, when we went to Willie Staunton as well. I mean, I was familiar, obviously, with the match that they won in 14, like. Was it? Why was it?
No, 19.
19.
14.
Anyway, that was 19. So I had to go and watch it on YouTube because I wasn't there. So.
There's a bit of homework involved in it, like, to be fair. Just a little bit. It's not too, like, just go back and watch a recent game or look at a recent program or even ask somebody who's involved in the club, I suppose.
Yeah.
And get a bit of, but, like, but if you, yeah, if you had to, if there was anything that you're doing now, episode 5, that you weren't doing episode 1, like, what are the learnings that you've learned
one thing
from
actually,
doing podcasts, you know what I mean?
One thing I loved, and we only did it once, was after Willie Staunton, we got Chilly Hogan on after.
Yeah.
Because we, like that, we'd done the homework, we had a chat with him, and he gave us a lovely, sent us a beautiful voice note about
it. Yeah, and that was a really great idea as well.
But maybe we haven't done it since. Again, like, I'd like to do that again, yeah.
Yeah, I suppose you don't have to do it for everything, but, like, yeah, it'd be good to do it again.
But anyway. Certainly...
Just to clarify there, the Kilfeetle All-Ireland was the 2019-2020 season.
You're getting
the
wrong
or,
as well.
Just
so
nobody bites their heads off.
I think for me as well, what I noticed is that it's very important, like, when you have a guest as well, to have a good conversation with them, you know, before prior you open it, prior to it, because it just relaxes people and just...
Yeah.
You actually think of content in that conversation that you can bring forward to the podcast. Because if you go into, like, you know, like it's like having a warm-up, isn't it? It's like going into a game. Yeah. If you go into a game without a warm-up, you're going to make mistakes. You're not going to feel comfortable. So I feel like the pre-chat, for me, has become, you know, massively important. And I do know as well from listening to Off the Ball a lot and things like that, and the GA show, that they do have, they sometimes have, like, 20 minutes, like, maybe not a half an hour, but they'll have off-air, they'll have a quick chat. Mm. And that's something that I learned. Obviously, I knew that probably took place before, but I actually didn't realise the significance or the importance of it before. The benefits of it, yeah.
Yeah, but certainly from episode 1, and I was completely out of my comfort zone doing that, because we talked heavily about the All-Ireland Finals and GAA and stuff like that. My background is more soccer. But as the podcasts have grown, I felt like, you know, I've definitely gotten more confidence with it. Like, you know, and I'm really enjoying it. I'm really excited about where it's going as well. But how do you feel?
It's good to see you, like, not being way more confident, because obviously, you know, you have really good things to say, so it's one of those things that when you start getting a bit more confident, the real personality comes out, because obviously your personality doesn't come out until you feel at ease, like, you know.
Yeah. And Burnsy, what about yourself now? Would you have any interest in maybe orchestrating an episode?
Oh yeah, absolutely, yeah. I just think yourself and Ferg. We're both
left here now, because we know he's not going to orchestrate that.
Yeah.
Burnsy likes getting the topic midweek and then just arriving on.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as notebooks or nothing.
I suppose.
Similar, I think you're better though at doing it like that, aren't you?
So, well, similar to college, I probably did stuff a little bit off the cuff. So
yeah. Well, what do you mean you never studied and things like that?
Well, no, but when it came to presentations and stuff, I wasn't one for cue cards or a little bit more kind of relaxed about it.
I do like to see it written out. It gives me the cues and things like that.
Yeah,
I don't know how it feel. I feel like you miss stuff if you don't do it that way. But then if you're sitting back and you're not kind of like trying to direct it, I suppose. You can kind of be kind of in a position where you can kind of come in where you want to.
I feel like I sometimes need to do a good bit of homework and take a good few notes, because sometimes, because I have such a heavy soccer background, I feel like maybe I'm asking the questions for the person that isn't into rugby, that isn't into GAA.
I suppose one thing to add as well, like, because I knew the couple of guests that we had, you know, like, obviously if there was somebody that I didn't know, you wouldn't be ignorant enough not to know about it, you know what
yes.
I mean? So, like, obviously I knew about the Kilfeetle games, the St. Michael's games, but obviously look, if there's someone in horse racing or tennis or golf, you know, you had to do a bit of research on them, you would, like.
Yeah.
What would you say has been your favourite? Because I know what mine has been, but not episode now, but because that's a controversial question. What would you say?
We said no controversy.
What would you say has been your favourite aspect of it? Because I've kind of alluded to mine before, but what has been your favourite aspect of doing it? Like, what have you, if you had to pick one element of, what have you enjoyed the most about it?
Who are you asking?
Whoever.
Okay, I will. So, what I have enjoyed is, the Friday night up in Supermax, where we get a cup of tea and we take our notes and we have a chat. Now, we might put an hour and a half to the side for it. We might only do a half an hour after, outside our own conversations, because we don't see each other all the time.
Yeah.
The second part that I love is maybe doing a kind of bit of a roadshow kind of element to it. So going to Kilfeetle, going out to Timmy Dawson's house, going to up St. Michael's, and even if when we're in the car that time, like, you know. But they've probably been my highlights so far. Burnsy?
Yeah, I think, like,
spending time with your friends, though.
Yeah, I was just about to say, like, obviously, Fergie, you were away for a couple of years, you know, so it's kind of, it's been good in that way, like, you know, to get reconnected with you. And I suppose going on the road, like you say, Danny, you know, going out to these different places and meeting these different people, like meeting Johnny Luby outside in Kilfeetle today.
Davy
Hassett above in St. Michael's today, you know. And look, I suppose all the all-round kind of good wishes and from people around the town that are kind of saying, geez, I'm listening
and
to people that, and really enjoying it.
People that you probably wouldn't associate with coming up and...
Yeah, yeah. Look, podcasts aren't for everyone. And we know that, and we're not delusional enough not to know that. But there's a couple of people now that come to us in the gym there and they say it to me, and I'm like, Jesus, I didn't think you'd be a podcast
Someone contacted a page from South Africa.
Yeah.
From town. You know, and that caught me on the hop now. Yeah. I mean, we recorded that podcast over an hour, like, out in, it was the Kilfeetle one, the Willie Staunton episode, and all of a sudden a fella from South Africa was writing to us.
Yeah.
So that caught me now.
Yeah, I know, like, I've that's unreal. I've really enjoyed, and I suppose, kind of getting to know and connecting with, you know, home again and the community again. From being away for such a long time, this has kind of allowed me to connect with the community again, which is really good, and I suppose feel part of it again. But I suppose along with that, there's also the added value of, look, at the end of the day, we put out a podcast last week, you know, with Johnny Cremins on it, and we've had 400 listeners. So there's been 400 people who have sat down and or ran or walked or trained or done whatever they do when they're listening to podcasts, or even cooked a dinner. I love listening to podcasts when I cook to dinner, but when I do it once a week, not that I do it all that often, but
when you're watching your fiance cook to dinner.
Yeah. This was a dream, like, it was a bit of a dream, like, or a bit of an idea, I suppose, 12 months ago. And now we've created something that no matter what, 400 people have listened to Johnny Cremins, or 600 people have, because 600 or 700 people have listened to Baca since he's won a couple of weeks.
And same as Willie Staunton, they all have big high numbers in them, in fairness.
But, like, there's people have listened to that, and something that you've created, and... Like, it's given those people an opportunity to say their piece, which is really good, like, do you know what I mean?
Well, Fergal, I was inside Camden Barber's getting a haircut 2 weeks ago, and the topic was up, a topic from the podcast.
Now, make sure now you get the 20 quid off Billy for mentioning Camden Barber's, okay?
Well, I'm due a haircut now anytime soon, so I might mention, like,
well, that'll cost you a fortune, anyway.
But anyway, one of the topics from the podcast was mentioned, and everyone was kind of talking about, like, you know.
Yeah.
So, while I was getting my haircut, I was kind of saying to myself, if the three of us didn't meet up 12 months ago and have a chat about it, would this conversation be happening?
Yeah.
Do you know?
Look, I suppose as well, like, to add to that, like, we're in a group there. We have a WhatsApp group there, Tip Town WhatsApp group, and there's 13 or 14 lads in it. At the start, if 13 or 14, we were getting 13 or 14 listens, we'd have been happy enough. And that's just for myself now. I would have been happy enough if every week we had somebody on and those 13 or 14 lads listened to it.
Yeah.
But to get 400,
it was funny actually last night. We were in the sauna, the three of us were in the sauna. And there's a couple more people in there, obviously, but someone walked in and opened the door and goes, there's the podcast, boys, now. I kind of enjoyed that kind of element as well.
Fun, yeah. People are talking about, like, all publicity is good publicity, as they say.
That's true. So, lads, I suppose, just to wrap it up, XL Cinema 1, is it possible?
Cinema. it's the dream.
Yeah, exhale, same one. Like, you know, and just look, one more time, we're really humbled by all this support. We like, we honestly are, and we're not. We, I can't get over, like, you know, the amount of support that's been there. But yeah, XL Cinema One, sell it out. Behind the White Line Roadshow, we'll have five or six different elements to it.
Yeah.
That's the dream.
That's the
Will
dream.
It happen? We shall see. Yeah. Look, Christmas very early, but
drive it on.
But we might. I'm sure in the new year, or maybe next April or something. I'm reluctant now, but. But to do it quick, but we think we're onto something with the idea at least, don't we?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. You see other podcasts, they're able to do it, like, you know.
Yeah.
I guess we keep on kind of pushing that, right? The local element and just county tip, I suppose, is where we're looking at.
At the moment. We would, like, look, if anybody knows of, you know, good coaches, you know, in Cork or in Limerick or in Kerry or even Kilkenny, like, or good, or and, like, maybe a junior team that won the county final that had an epic coach or a great trainer, or, you know, whoever it is, we are local, but we're if I put it, we're Irish local, so it's about the locality.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be in Tip Town. We'd love to go down to other places and talk to other
legends.
People in local areas, legends in the local area.
Yeah. I think that's the key word, lads. Lads, girls, whatever. We're looking for legends from different clubs.
Yeah. Local at a national level.
Yeah, local.
That's what we're looking for.
Well said.
Yeah.
So we wrap it up.
Yeah, that's it.
Thanks, everyone. Cheers. I hope you enjoyed this bonus content. And look, get in touch with the page. We'll be sharing it.
Yeah.
As we said, James Leary's going to be on next Sunday. Really looking forward to that one. So thanks so much.
That was all right.